Hey, welcome to another week of Bav Metzia. Bav Metzia Daf Chav Tes is today's Daf. We will start with Chav Ches and Mabez, the Mishnah, as we continue our halachas of Hashavas Aveda, and when one is, when must one return something, when can one keep it. And we're now, today, we get up to a very high standard in our Mishnah, and that is, not only does the Mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda include that one has to return something and maybe announce, but also one has to care for the item that was found. Those are the two Mishnayos that we're going to see Be'ez Hashem today. So says the Mishnah, Chav Chesem Abeis, Kal Davar Sha'usa Va'ochel Ya'aseh V'yochal. Anything that you found, any animal, that Oseh V'ochel, that it can produce for its own produce money, and therefore you can nourish the animal with the money that you make from the animal's own works, then fine, keep it. Kol davar she'osev ochel ya'asev yochel. Anything that does work and you could eat, produce enough money for its own food, ya'asev yochel. But davar she'enosev yochel, but if it's going to cost you out of pocket in order to keep this animal going, keep this animal alive, doesn't produce enough for its own nourishment, so then you can sell the animal, and you must sell the animal. Shneemar vashivosalo, you return it to him. Re'ei heich tishivenu lo, see how you can return it to him. But we'd assume that the owner does not want to have you spend all of this extra money in order to sustain his animal. So therefore, one should sell it. A couple of points. First of all, how is the, and that's what one of the Achrodim ask, how is the person, the motzei, allowed to sell it if it's not his animal? You're not allowed to sell something that's not yours. Or we say, zachem adam shel b'fanav. But still, I mean, this is a full zechia. So the question asked from Shmuel Rizovsky, how is it possible that the motzei aveda is allowed to sell this chayfetz or this animal? He's not the bialim. He's not the bialim on it. So he quotes, based on Rav Shimon Shkap, shebekinyanim, the ikur of a kinyan, spoke about this a long time ago, the ikur of a kinyan, is it the kona or is it the makna? Obviously it's a little of both, but what is the real ikur of the kinyan? Explains for Shmuel Zovsky, the ikur isn't that the makna is the focus, is not. Eladai b'masha poel hakona kinyan la'atzmo, la'achar shahaysa hisratzu shal habaylam, v'siluk ikuvo la'asos kinyan. The ikur in a transaction is the buyer. The kone, when the kone acts after having not even a hakna'a from the other side, but an allowance from the other side, a removal of obstacles from the other side, that would be good enough for the kinyan to work. So here says, that's what Rav Shimon Shkap says. So says Rav Shmuel Rizovsky here, that's why it could work here, because we assume that the bialim, you're right, there's no hakna'a from the side of the bialim, the bialim doesn't know where his item is, but there's at least a hisratzus, there would be a willingness for the kone to buy it from the motzei, from the one who found it, and therefore it's good enough. So you're right, really this doesn't go within the regular rules of a makne selling something, but we assume this would be good enough. You'd have to say that the standard is a little different. The Shita B'Kubetz says here also has a very important line, where he says, why are we so worried about the motzei? Oh, he's going to have to spend more money. If he finds it, he's going to have to support this animal, and the guy's not going to want that. So we're very concerned about the motzei's responsibilities. You find it, up to a certain point, you have to care for it, but if it gets too expensive, sell it. Why are we so concerned with that? So says the Shidu Kabatzas, V'yafal gav t'gam ha'bayil ma'i motzino tzos ke'elu bahen. After all, the owner would have to do the same thing. Wouldn't the owner have to pay for it the same way that you would have to pay for it? So why don't we just say that you pay for it, and then the owner will pay you back? What are we so concerned about? So, because all the animals don't produce for itself. Answer the Shidu Kabetzes, put it on the list. Torah's ways are sweet. It's enough that you got the guy's animal, you brought it into your rishus. You're going to have to now go to the store and buy food. That's beyond what the Torah could demand. The Torah can't demand that you find somebody's animal and then do all of this extra tircha for it. A little extra tircha, fine. but not so much as an extra tircha, derechecha, darchei noam. The second answer is that maybe the owner has other fields or animals to feed it with. He won't have to spend all that money. You don't know. So therefore, you know, that's why the Mosek can't spend it, because maybe he's really causing a loss. But the first day here is derechecha, darchei noam. As we know, the Gemara says in a few places, but the Rishonim and the Achronim add on many more, where they use this principle of derechecha, darchei noam for a halachic principle, not just a nicety, but as a halachic principle to learn out halachas from. But this shita is not as well known, but it has to be on the list. That's why the motse doesn't have so many responsibilities. The Gemara in Sukkah. Which Gemara? Lama Gimel, Lama Beis, Lama Aleph. Or Lama Beis, Lama Beis. Take your pick. The Gemara in Lama Beis, Lama Aleph talks about what a lulav is. Trying to figure out what a lulav is. The Gemara gives one example. Maybe it is a kufra. Maybe it's a kufra. It's a type of growth that has a lot of shoots on it. Amar Abaya, Derecha, Darchei Noam, V'chal Nisiv Aseh HaShalom Tziv. Derecha, Darchei Noam, and therefore, whenever there's a suffix in the din, there's a suffix what the halacha should be in certain cases, the Gemara says here that it can't be that that's a lulav, because you're going to get hurt every time you pick it up. It has these shoots sticking out of it, so it can't be that's what the Torah meant by lulav. That's a Lama Beis Manala. The same principle is said in Lama Beis Manala, when we're trying to figure out what a hadas is. The Gemara says maybe a hadas is also this type of a hirdof, also a type of a kamin klia, a lot of points sticking out of it. Again, the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, Derecha, Darchei Noam, V'leka. This isn't Derecha, Darchei Noam. So both by lulav and by hadas, we learn out that it can't be such a growth. The Gemara in Yevamos tells us that, let's say, Rachmana Leslan, after a woman who was supposed to do Yibam, let's say they had a child, and then she gets remarried to someone else because... Right, there was no mitzvah of Yibam because the child was alive. But then the child dies afterwards. So the Gemara has a suggestion, as a Havamina, maybe she should be Zakuk Yibam then. Because now she doesn't have any children anymore. And the dead husband, now she's a Yivama and she has to get divorced from her new husband. So the Gemara says that can't be. Why? Derecha Darchei Noam. It can't be. That's what the Torah would demand. Derecha Darchei Noam. So the Torah would allow you to get married, and then all of a sudden, you're not able to get married. The Torah can't do that. It says the Gemara, Derecha Darchei Noam. And the Rishonim uses it in a few places. We mentioned the Meshech Chachma uses this in Parshas Noach, where he talks about Puravu, why the Torah cannot demand, even though the woman is so involved, more involved than the men, in the mitzvah of Puravu. So why aren't the women obligated in Puravu? So why, it's such a great mitzvah, they'll get so much schar for it. Why can't they be obligated in Puravu? Why aren't they obligated in Puravu? So ultimately, Zeres HaKasa. It says the Meshech Chachma, Derecha Darchei Noam. The Torah cannot demand a painful mitzvah. The Torah cannot demand that. Bris Milah is an exception. But other than that, mitzvahs aren't meant to be painful. There's no mitzvah that's painful. So it says the Meshech Chachma, the Torah cannot demand puravu from a woman because it is painful for her. To balance that, as we know the Meshech Chachma says, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a motherly instinct into the mother to want to have children. To balance it. Because if she doesn't have a mitzvah, she doesn't have that instinct, so forget it, there won't be any kids. That's why the Torah put the motherly instinct into her in order to have the children. But that is to balance it. One other that we don't usually mention, a new one, says the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim. The Rambam says in Hilchas Malachim that there is a mitzvah to do gemilas chesed with non-Jews, with umos ha'olam. Afilu ha'goyim tzivu chachamim levaker choleihem v'likvor meiseihem emesi Yisrael u'lefarnes aniyim b'chlal aniyah Yisrael v'bnei darkei shalom v'nemar. That's another usage of Derecha Darchei Noam, where we see it comes up. So add that Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perek Yud to the list of halachas where the Rambam quotes it. There are other halachas, but one more great one from the Radvaz, but we'll leave it, and then we'll see at the end if there's time. We'll mention it again. About the Radvaz has the question of, you know, if somebody comes to you and says, Rachmana Litzlan, I have to chop off your arm, or if you don't let me, I'm going to kill so-and-so. So is a limb yaharig val yavar for the person being asked. Okay, so that's the Ravaz Chupa where he mentions it as well. Okay, so back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says anything that produces enough for its own sustenance, then fine, keep it. And if not, you have to sell it. Let's finish the Mishnah for a second. Ma yiyeh bedamim. What's going to be the halacha with the money that you get for the sale? So machlokas. Rabbi Tarfon Omer yishtamish b'an. Rabbi Tarfon says you're allowed to use them. You're allowed to use the money that you get for it. You don't have to just keep it there. You could use the money. Lefichachim avdu chayibach for yusan. Therefore, if it is lost, if the money is lost after you have the heter of using it. So chai b'achrius on your chayv in the achrayus, right? You got to pay it back if it was b'ne'enas. Rabbi Akiva Omer lo yishtamish bahen. Rabbi Akiva says you cannot use it. Therefore, says Rabbi Akiva, because you cannot use it, therefore you have no responsibility for it. We'll see exactly. We'll get into the depth of this machlokas in the Gemara. But if it's lost, ein chayav b'chriyuson. The pashtus of the machlokas is: do you get any benefit from this money? Therefore, maybe you're a shomer sachar. That's what the pashtus of the Mishnah is, because a shomer sachar is chayiv in geneva va'aveda, and a shomer chinam is pater from geneva va'aveda. So if you could use it, therefore you're like a shomer sachar, and therefore you can be chayiv va'aveda. And if not, you're going to be pater from aveda. That's the pashtus of the Mishnah. Continuing the Mishnah, one other har on the Mishnah, and then we'll get into the Gemara. It says one more Meshech Chachma. That Meshech Chachma is a Noach, but there's a Meshech Chachma about Hashem Saveda. The Meshech Chachma points out that if you look in Parachav Beis and Kisetzei, the pasuk says, "Lo sirisher achicha oesayoni dachim hisalamta mehem." Right, if you see your friends or animal or object lost, hashev tishivem laachicha, return it to your brother. The asato tapaisecha v'ahayim chav hashevosalo, etc. After the Meshech Chachma, why does the pasuk start off in lashon yachid and move to lashon rabim? Lo sira eshar achicha, your brother's ox, o eseyo, or his sheep, nidachim. If you see them lost, already it's switching now. Hashev tishiveim laachicha, return them. Return them. That's just going on both the sheep and the ox. The asaftolta v'sech v'ayimcha oso v'ashivoso lo. So why is it switching lashon yachid, lashon rabim? B'tchila kasev akol b'lashon rabim, ulu basof kashem b'lashon yachid, v'kan b'ofan zeh, ha'parshim b'deberes b'lashon rabim, lo siris chamar achicha, no flim baderech. So why is it? So he explains that what happens in the following case. Let's say you have an ox and a sheep. Let's say you find your friend's ox and a sheep, and the ox cannot produce for itself. How much work can an ox get for you? So you'll rent it out and it'll plow a field. But the sheep, all the shearings, so the sheep could give you enough money for the ox and the sheep. So are you allowed to then, do you have to sell the ox? Because the ox by itself cannot produce for itself. But the ox and the sheep together, the sheep could cover the cost of the ox. So what's the halacha in that case? So said the Meshech Chachma, Kidarko Vakodesh is being alluded to in the Torah Shebichsav. You might have a mina there, keep the animals. Keep both animals, because one can cover the cost of both. No, you can't do that. That's the halacha. Why? Because, first of all, maybe the sheep and the ox belong to two different people. So maybe when the ma'abed comes, you know, the bal ha'ox, bal ha'shor, nothing's going to happen. Va'afim yadu ashu shal ba'ilam echad, and even if you know it's from one, mistafkana ka'esim tzarech l'tabal b'nalo, you still don't know. Do you look at them as one? Do you look at this metzias aveda as one or as two? U'mistavar tzarech l'mochor, says the Meshech Chachma, I think, mistavar, that you have to sell it. You look at them each as different avedas. Where do I know this from? Because I think it's pshuto of the pasuk. Because first the pasuk says if you find one or the other, right? If you find the ox or the shar, ula basof amar sheim lo yedatov asafto odach paisacha. Afterwards it says im lo yedatov, you don't know, you bring it to your house, tashkif al kol davar bifrat al shar bifrat al aser bifrat. That's why it switches to lashon yachin. Even though the whole parshas Kisetzei was all in lashon rabim, switches to lashon yachin. Im yemi menu malahashiv v'haya imcha derosh achicha oso. Avolim kol davar bifrat lo yibo hashava rak bechal v'tzir shneihem lo te'esof habayta. Don't bring it in. V'nachon. I think that is correct, says the Meshech Chachma. I think that's what the Torah Shebichsav is alluding to.
It
happens to be in this case just the shore, right? Stands on its own. Gemara. Has the Gemara ula olam? How long do you have to keep the person's item for? That you have to be toreach for it and guard it and you make sure everything's okay with it, unless it's very expensive, then you sell it. Now, how long? Forever? So Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel Ayud Beis Chodesh. Yud Beis Chodesh, 1 year. 1 year is all you have to do. Tani Ami Hachi, Kol Davar She'osav Ha'Ochel, anything that produces for itself, could go in Parah V'Chamor, a cow, right? A cow could give off milk, V'Chamor, I guess a chamor, a donkey is very usable. Matal Bahena Yud Beis Chodesh, for a year. Mikan Ve'Elach, after that, Sam B'Demeyam U'Manichan. And then Sam B'Demeyam, then you estimate its value, then you can leave it there. Right? You can sell it, and then you can keep the money. leave the money, right? Because after a year, it's enough already. You don't have to take it more, take care of this animal. Agalim v'siachim, but calves and young animals, v'talben shlosha chadashim, only 3 months, because it's harder, it's more tircha, so only 3 months is your maximum. V'kan v'elach, sham b'demeim u'manich, or the minimum, sham b'demeim u'manichan, then you could sell it and keep and put away the money. Avazim v'tarnagolin, but avazim v'tarnagolin, which is even more work, v'talben shlosha yom, just a month. V'kan v'elach, sham b'demeim u'manichan, after that, you're allowed to sell it and put the money. How does Yud Beis Chodesh chayv lahak with the Shol Shragalim? So I guess it's at the same time coincides.
You have the money,
right? I'm saying unless your machmir is about the money, right? Right, you have to figure out how it works. This is if it's a type of earlier was having mitzvah. We're talking about clothes. We're talking about items. They just put it. That's no tircha. They just put it into your house. Here we're talking about specific animals with the davar sheish b'tircha. So I think that overrides that, you know, if it's davar sheish b'tircha, so 30 days, if it's, well, I'm sorry. Right, so maybe it could be machmas about the money. It could be machmas about the money, but you have no responsibility. Hachraza, again, both of these, the Achronim explain a part of your chiyav hashava. Your achraza is a function of the chiyav hashava, and your responsibility to be tareach is part of the chiyav hashava. So it's possibly to be tareach override. So therefore, if it's too much tircha, then you're allowed to sell it, keep the money, and then the guy will get his animal back.
So if it's Yud Beis Chodesh, you still have to be machmas.
So if it's Yud Beis Chodesh, there it's a time where it's even longer. Guess your machr is it wait till you base it. That's right. But you don't have any more responsibility of acharaza after that. Machr is on the three regalim. Machr is on the three regalim, and the rest of the time you can have it in your house. Have it in your house. Good. Amar Rav Bar Yitzchak, Tarnagolas ki behema gasa. No. A chicken is like a behema gasa, but a chicken can give eggs. So therefore, it could cover its cost, and therefore you have to keep it there a little longer. Tani nami hachi, Tarnagolas behema gasa, batal behem shnei masa chodesh. Bryce supports this. A chicken is also Yud Beis Chodesh. Mikan ve'elach sham b'demein u'menichan. Agalim v'siachim imetal b'en lamed yom. As we said, the younger animals, 30 days. Mikan ve'elach sham b'demein u'menichan. And after that, sell it. Avazav v'tanagolin v'chol davar shetipula maruba. Anything that has a lot of tipul. Shetipula maruba mischaro. That its bother is even more than its schar that it gives you. Metal b'en shloshim yamim. Shloshim yamim, 3 days. 3 days, Torah realizes, again, Rechad Achinom, it realizes how much work you'd have to put into these. Mikan ve'ilach, some of the Beit HaManichan, just 3 days. So the Gemara points out that we have a stira regarding two sets of animals. Kasha agalim v'siachim, agalim v'siachim. Right, it's a kasha regarding agalim v'siachim. The first brisa said agalim v'siachim is 3 months. The second brisa said agalim v'siachim is 1 month. Avazim tanagolim is also a stira, because the first brisa said they're 30 days, and the second brisa said they're 3 days. Right, so stira within these sets of animals. So agalim v'siachim, agalim v'siachim, lokasha kandiraya v'hadiraya hadibituma. The question is: are you talking about a place where there's a lot of grazing areas, and it's not so much work? Right, it's pituma. Pituma means a lot of place to graze the animals, so you could just let them out in the field, and you want to do some work. So that's the 3 months. That's the 3 months. The 1 month is a place where, maybe the time of year or the place where it is, there is so much plight, there isn't so much area to graze. Therefore, you're going to have to put in a lot of work to get this stuff, to get them food to eat. So therefore, that's only 1 month. It depends how big they are. The big ones, they need a lot. And therefore, 3 days, that's it. Because it's going to be a lot of tircha. But the small ones don't eat so much, and therefore, it wouldn't be as much of a tircha. So the Gemara talks about 1 month, 3 days. Actually, Yud Beis Chodesh. Yud Beis Chodesh. Yud Beis Chodesh is a magic number, or after a year. Why did the Torah pick that? So it could be that after Yud Beis Chodesh, one might assume that there was Yeyush by that time. So therefore, it might be that, you know, that's you find that elsewhere. You find that in two places. You find it here by Avedu Yud Beis Chodesh. You also find it, the Gemara tells us, that Gzeira LaMeis, Shinishtaka Kmen Aleiv Lach Yud Beis Chodesh. Right? That's why there's something called the yard site. Because during the first year after Yud Beis Chodesh, you don't need a yard site because you don't need a yard site more than once a year because, you know, as long as people remember. But after that, once a year, Chazal assumed that you might forget. So therefore, once a year, we have the minog to have a haskara for our niftarim, for our krovim who are niftarim, and therefore, that's the chazam of a yard site. If you remember, we discussed this way back in August, before Parshas, not in August, but it came up in August, the issue, but we discussed it before Purim, before Parshas Zachar, where we know the halacha is that we have Parshas Zachar. Chazal instituted Parshas Zachar the week before Purim. The question is, why then? Right? The Torah does not have any description of when are you supposed to remember Parshas Zachar. The Torah says, remember Amalek, remember Shabbos, remember Mitzrayim. So how often are you supposed to remember it? So Mitzrayim is twice a day. Right? Shabbos is every week. right? Maybe every day, if you count the yom. So how often are we supposed to remember Amalek? So Chazal instituted at least once a year. Minhag to say there's Shei Sechiris every day, but at least once a year. Why? So many Achronim say, because Gzeir Al Amation, Shtachachman Alev, Lachman Yud Beis Chodesh. You forget things if you don't remember it once a year. So 12 months. If you remember, there was the Chumra of the Maram Shik. The Maram Shik said, Lachman Yud Beis Chodesh, 12 months. So you know what? So let's say there's a leap year. Then you have 13 months in between the two Parshas Zachar. So in that year, you have to remember Parshas Kiseitse to have in mind for Parshas Zachar, so you don't have a 13-month break in between. That's a chumra of the Maram Shik. Most Achronim don't assume that. Most Achronim say, no, it doesn't mean to 12 months exactly. It means a year. It means, the Chassam Sofer says, it means the cycle of the year. Cycle of the year. It could be 12 months, it could be 13 months. And then we saw the Divrei Yoel, Satmar Rebbe in the Tshuva, writes, the only place where you find Yud Beis Chodesh in the Gemara is by Aveda, our Gemara, and by Mace. By both of those items, there's a natural progression of forgetting. Because it's lost from you. The Niftar is lost from us, and the Mitziah, the Aveda, is lost from us. So that's why there's a natural progression. It's not like automatically. We're learning about Mitziah Daf Chavtes today. We'll get to Daf Chavtes in a second. Right? You're learning Daf Chavtes today. What's it? After a year from now, we're going to forget it. You're going to forget things after a year automatically? No. If something that's forgettable, like an Aveda, like a Nifta, Rahman al-Islan, so those are lost from us. That's where you apply the principle of Yud Beis Chodesh, but not Dafka to everything. So you shouldn't apply it to Parsha Zachar either. And that's the idea that we have here, Yud Beis Chodesh. Tanur Rabbanan, second to last line. Vashivosa lo, rei heich tashaven lo, shalo yachal egala golem v'siach l'siachid, avazala avazim v'tanagol v'tanagolin. You have to return it to him. And therefore, let's say you found 10 calves, you can't even sell one of them, even if that will give you enough money to support the rest of them. You can't have egala agolem, right? You can't feed one to the rest of them, or these other animals, you're not allowed to sell one in order to give parnasa to the rest of them. That doesn't work. If you remember, we had a machlokas in the Mishnah. You sell the animal, what do you do with the money? Rabbi Akiva says that you are not allowed to use it, and therefore you're chayiv if it gets lost. And Rabbi Tarfon says you're allowed to use it, and therefore you're pater. You're allowed to use it, and therefore you're chayiv if it gets lost. Rabbi Akiva says you're not allowed to use it, and therefore you're pater. Says the Gemara, Ad kan lo pligel kishen shamish bahem. The machlokes is only kishen shamish bahem. What does shamish bahem mean? Rashi says, as well as the other Rishon, Rashi here doesn't say it means if you use them, but because you are allowed to use them. Because you are allowed to use them, that's why there's this machlokes about whether if it gets lost, are you responsible? Aval lo nishtamish bahem. But if you're not allowed to use it, im avdu pater, then everybody would agree. If you're not allowed to use them, meaning you're just watching the pikadon without ability to use it, then everybody would agree, mashma, that if it gets lost, you would be potter. So it says the Gemara, one second. Lema tevi tiyufta de Rav Yosef. Let's say this is Akasha on Rav Yosef, the famous Pruta de Rav Yosef, it's called. De Itmar. What's Pruta de Rav Yosef? Last time we had this, you see on the side, Babakama Nunvav. De Itmar Shomer Aveda. Right? If I find a lost object, I am automatically a shomer. I am a shomer on this Aveda. What type of shomer am I? Right, I find your wallet. I have to watch your wallet. I can't be posheya. I'm at least a shomer chinam. Am I more than a shomer chinam? I'm not getting paid for it, literally. But that's Rav Yosef's chiddush. Rabbi Amar k'shomer chinam. Rabbi says shomer chinam. You didn't make any commitment with a guy. You don't even know the guy who lost it. So that's it. You're a shomer chinam. You're not getting paid for it. Rav Yosef Amar k'shomer sachar. Rav Yosef says no. You are automatically a shomer sachar. Why? The Gemara in Bava Kama gives two reasons. The famous one is because if at the moment, right, you're doing the mitzvah, and Ani knocks on your door and says, could I have some staka? At that moment, you're being osik b'mitzvah of picking up this aveda, you'd be patur to give the Ani money, and therefore you benefit that penny. That penny that you don't have to give the money at the moment that you pick up the aveda, you don't have to give. So therefore, that's why you're like a shomer sachar. The halacha of a shomer sachar, and therefore you'd be chayiv in Geneva Vaveda, like a Shomer Sachar is. So says the Gemara, our Mishnah sounds like it's against Rav Yosef. Because again, what was the deek from our Mishnah? Because you're allowed to use it. If you're allowed to use it, then you're going to be Chayiv, or Pater, Machlokas. But everybody would agree that if you're not allowed to use it, you're going to be Pater. One minute. Rav Yosef is about a case where you're not allowed to use it. You're not allowed to use the Aveda, and yet you're Chayiv, according to Rav Yosef, because you're an automatic Shomer Sachar. So, isn't this a kasha on Rav Yosef? Answers the what's Rabbi Svara? Doesn't he also hold to the principle of Osik Mitzvah? Rabbi also holds of Osik Mitzvah, Pater, and a Mitzvah. Right? So, Rav Yosef, Osik Mitzvah, then you're going to be Pater. What's the answer? What's the answer? What? Ani's going to come at that second that you're picking up the item. says Tosfos, it's lo shchiach. You say that's the basis for shomer sachar. That's not shchiach. Tosfos says here in the fifth to last skinny line in this big Tosfos. Prudit Rav Yosef lo shchicha. It's not shchiach to have such a case where right at that moment. Therefore, you can't say, says Rabbah. Of course, I agree with that principle. But I'm not going to go so far and apply it there. And the Nesivus also adds on to that he didn't have das in mind when he originally picked it up. To be a shomer sachar, you have to have at the moment of Kabbalah Shmira, you have to make this arrangement. But he didn't have this in mind, so therefore it doesn't work. So there's a lot to talk about Osi B'mitzvah, but first let's try to do this Amud. So Amud Lachar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef would answer you, no. No, reinterpret our Mishnah. Our Mishnah reinterpreted. Really, Gedeva Aveda, you're going to be a Chayiv automatically. Like I say, a Shomer Aveda is Chayiv. What's the Mishnah about? And we'll fit it into the words later. Ki Pligi Ba'on Sin De Shoel. No, the Machlokas is about an Ones. If an Ones, like, means everybody agrees you're at least a Shomer Sachar, that you're going to be Chayiv Gedeva Aveda. The question is, are you also a Shoel? Again, you sold the animal and now you have the money. Are you allowed to use the money? That's the machlokas. Rabbi Tarfon savor sharele rabbanon l'shtem mushi begavayu. Rabbi Tarfon says the rabbanon allow you to use the money which you get for selling. V'havili shoel alayon. Therefore, you are a shoel. A shoel is allowed to use it, and therefore a shoel, along with the heter hishtamshus, the shoel also has a chiyuv onsin. Remember, there are kinyani sheela, and therefore if a shoel partially owns it, he's chayiv ones, just like the owner would be chayiv ones. He has to bear the brunt of the ones. Rabbi Akiva savor lo sharele rabbanon l'shtem mushi begavayu. Rabbi Akiva says no. The Rabbanan do not allow you to use this money. Therefore, you're not a shoel, and therefore you're not chayev in onsin. Now, that's the machlokas. If Yosi says they both hold like me, that would be the machlokas. So says the Gemara 1 minute. So if that's true, the machlokas, which is about onsin, so what's the lefichach of Rabbi Akiva? Remember what the Mishnah said? The Mishnah had a machlokas. You're either allowed to use it or not allowed to use it, and therefore you're going to be chayev in patra and onsin. So the Gemara says, what's the lefichach of Rabbi Akiva? Meaning, what's the hava mina to be chayiv in onsin if you're not allowed to use the money? And the Gemara now is going to explicate the question for the next six lines. Fine, if you understand the Mishnah as we thought in the hava mina that they're arguing about a gneva aveda. Then I understand Rabbi Akiva's line, you're not allowed to use it, and therefore you're not chayiv bachrayus. Why? Because the hava mina would have been like Rav Yosef, that you're a shomer sachar, and you're chayiv gneva aveda, kamash malan, lefichach. Therefore, lefichach, .. that Rabbi Akiva does not hold of Rav Yosef. But hashtad amet lo yishtamish bahen. Therefore, because we say lo yishtam, this is the kamash malan. Because we say you're not allowed to use it. Shomer sachar lo have. He's not a shomer sachar. Lo machayev gneva aveda. Meaning the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva would be that he does not hold like Rav Yosef. Ela e amrit. But if you say like now, gneva aveda de kuli amelo pligi de chayev. Everybody agrees that you're at least a shomer sachar like Rav Yosef. So ki pligi beonsin de shoel, and they're arguing about whether you're chayev even in onsin. So my lefichach Rabbi Akiva. What's the lefichach? This is what the Mishnah should have said. Rabbi Akiva Omer lo yishtamish bahen. Just say, Rabbi Akiva holds, you don't have to use them. I would know. Dekiva de lo yishtamish bahen, lav shoel have. Because you can't use it, he's not a shoel. Ve'ino chayev achriyusan. And therefore he's not chayev achriyus. And therefore we reiterate now, lafichach Rabbi Akiva lamali. Right? That's the beginning and ending line of the question. Right? So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva? Answers the Gemara. Mishum lafichach Rabbi Tarfon. To be parallel. Rabbi Akiva, there's no chiddush about the lefichach of Rabbi Akiva, it's the lefichach of Rabbi Tarfon, that's why, that's the chiddush. I lefichach Rabbi Tarfon lamali, so what's his chiddush? Also, what do you need that extra line for? So hachi ka'amar, this is what the chiddush of Rabbi Tarfon is. Kiva deshari le rabbanim lish tamushi begavayu, since the rabbis allow you to use this money that you got for selling the animal, kiman deishtamish begavayu dami, as if you actually did use it. Right, not because they gave you the permission, is as if you actually did use it. The chayev achriyusan, therefore your chayev be'achrayus. Right, a regular shoel is allowed to use it right away, and lechor he's bechayev in onsin right away. Right, because that was your agreement. But here you might have said it's a little different. They're about to give you the allowance, but if you don't use it, you're going to be forced to be like a shoel. If I use it, fine. But if I don't use it, I'm going to be forced. The answer is yeah. It's automatic. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Tarfon. One more line. V'ha'avduk tani. One second. We just said the machlokas in the Mishnah is about chiyuv onsin, but it says you're chayev ba'aveda in the Mishnah. So how does aveda mean onsin? So Gemara answers kid the Rabbah. I know it's like Rabbah says. Amar Rabbah. Rabbah says nignavu The word geneva could mean ballistim mezuyim, armed robbers, which is an ones. Avdu shetavas finasa bayam. And aveda could also mean that your sea got lost, your boat got lost at sea, which is a case of ones. Just to review, whenever we mention this the sugya of osik b'mitzvah, we remember the 3 deos. There were 3 deos in the There were 3 deos in Masechta Sukkah for osik b'mitzvah patam and mitzvah. Rov rishonim assume osik b'mitzvah patam and mitzvah only applies where it's efshar l'kayim shneihem. Well, you can't do both mitzvahs. But if you could do both mitzvos, you don't say osik b'mitzvah patam and mitzvah. If I've taken my time with one mitzvah, but really I could do the other one, you don't say osik b'mitzvah there. It's only osik b'mitzvah if you can't do the other mitzvah. Right? That's what Tosfos here says. Look what Tosfos says on the first wide line, the big Tosfos, the end of the first wide line. Debishasha aveda b'beisa. Let's say you have your aveda in your house. You're guarding the aveda. Ve'enum es asikva, and you're not involved in it. Pshita. Obviously, you could have to, what, the whole time you have your aveda in your house, you could be patur from the mitzvah of staka. It's crazy. The Avdar of Yosef made a patur min l'meitzav rifta la'ani. Shari adam shalovich tzitzis. Oshiish lo tfilin barosho. Pchi patur mikala mitzvahs. The amazing line. But I'm wearing tzitzis and tefillin, I don't have to do any other mitzvahs? Of course not. Efshal l'kayim shnayim. So you have to do all the mitzvahs. That's what Tosfos here says here and in Sukkah. Only if you're osik in an aksa right now do you have the patur. The Ran has a little. The Ran in Sukkah. The Ran in Sukkah says a little differently. The Ran says no. It's the same word we used before. The Ran says that no. Even if efshal l'kayim shnayim, says the Ran, you have the patur. Even if you can do both of them. What about tzitzis and tefillin? The Ran's going to be left. He says, no, it says the Ran, osik b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. You're not osik in a mitzvah when you're wearing tallis and tefillin. You're being mekayim a mitzvah. But that's not called osik b'mitzvah. Only, if you're actually doing a mitzvah right now, involved in a mitzvah, even if you can do the other mitzvah, you're still patur. That's the principle of osik b'mitzvah. The Achronim explain, based on, how do you look at osik b'mitzvah? In Isurim, it's called chutzut chuya. But in mitzvos, it's called, if I'm osik in one mitzvah, is there a ptur on the other mitzvah? But if there's only ptur, if I can't do it, or do you say it's what's called a hafkas achiv? No, the other chiv is uprooted. If I'm doing one mitzvah, there is no other mitzvah in my life right now. I'm osik in one mitzvah, even if it's actually a kayim shneim. Those are the 2 deos, most rishonim versus the Ran. Then you have the third opinion, and that is quoted, the Ravid, quoted in the Ritva there in Sukkah, where the Ravid, it's written in Sukkah, and it's also quoted in the Rashba in Baba Kama, where the Ravid is quoted, even if Nira Lomar, Shehu Savur, Shekol Kol Da Hamashkon Biyado, Patur Min HaMitzvah. As long as you have the mitzvah in your house, you're patur for mitzvahs. I don't know how far to take that. We don't have the Ravid in the Sefer of the Ravid, but he said something extreme, which we don't fully understand, but that is the sheet of the Ravid. Those are the 3 days of the Rishonim. Again, most Rishonim hold only if Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem, the Ran and Sukkah, even if Efshar L'Kayim Shneihem, but only Osek and not Mekayim. And the Ravid, quoted in the Rashba there in Baba Kama Nunvav, which seems to say, even if only Mekayim, still you don't know how far he takes that. Okay, let's go weiter. Says the Gemara, second line. Amar Rav Yudam Rashwal Halach Rabbi Tarfon. The Halach is like a Tarfon. Remember, which did Rabbi Tarfon said? Rabbi Tarfon says you're allowed to use the money. Allowed to use the money, and then you're chayiv in either Aveda or Onsen. Be Rechava Havilei Haunuzuzi Asmi. The family of Rechava had money of Yisomim. Also, the Kaimid of Yosef, they came in front of Rav Yosef. Amar Lei Malash Tamushi Begavayu. Are we allowed to use this money? Amar Lei Hachi Amar Rav Yudam Rashwal Halach Rabbi Tarfon. Hey, the Halach is like a Tarfon. So you're allowed to use the money. Meaning, the Dimyon is. The dimyon is that, you know, Yisomim, it's like Aveda. What's the parallel? So Shimon Kubetzin says, that in both cases, you don't expect the person to come. Right? The Yisomim, the person's not there. You're guarding the money for the Yisomim. And by this case, it's not like a Pikadon where the Mafkid could walk in at any moment. Right? So the Gemara compare. So it's like money of Yisomim. So the Gemara answers, I'm Le'abayev, I'll have Idmer Allah, I'm Rebbe Chabar, I'm Rav Huna. No, but didn't we learn about that Machlokes? When are you allowed to use the money? Only by money that you get for an Aveda. Because you were Tarech. You bothered yourselves. That's why Chazal allowed you, Rabbanan allowed you to use the money. But money, that let's say you find money on the street. You're allowed to use that money? No, it's only if you sold something, you got money for it, you're a Tarech, that's your schar. You find money on the street? No. And this is like Moshe of Aveda, meaning you weren't Tarech in it, so if you're not allowed to use that money, So that's what Abaye says to Rav Yosef. So Amar Lei, so Rav Yosef says back to the Bnei Rachav Azil, leave, I'm sorry. Well, Shavkali Dashri Lachad, they don't let me matter it for you. They don't let me matter it for you, so therefore, what could I do? Asked the Shidduch Bat says, 1 second, don't we have a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says, after you go out of a Din Torah, the judge is not allowed to say, well, I wanted to make you innocent, but you know what? I was outvoted. You're not allowed to do that. Loselech Rachil Ba'amecha, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. So how could Rav Yosef say this? I would really love to matter it, but you know what? They told me I can't. How is he allowed to do that? Says the Shita, no, that's not what's going on here. Here he's basically saying I gave a wrong psak. He's not saying that I would love to. He's saying I would love to, but I was wrong. I was wrong in my psak. That a dying's allowed to say. That's allowed to say I made a mistake. He's not saying I want to be matured, but they're not letting me. I was wrong in my psak. So therefore, that's what's going on here. Period. Says the Mishnah. Matzah Svarim. What if somebody finds Svarim? So we're talking about not these kind of Svarim now we have today, but in the olden days they had scrolls. So it seems that the scrolls in the old days, if you never opened them for a long time, so then they would just fall apart. They would get rotted, they would get dusty. So every once in a while you have to open the scrolls in order to keep the upkeep of the Sefer. But again, if you open it too much, then it's going to get too much. It's got to be a balance. So that's how you find Svarim. So Korei Ben Achaz HaShoshim Yom, you have to read them once a month. You have to go through it once a month to open it for a little bit so that it doesn't decay. And again, this is an amazing Musar Haskel. You know, the demands of the Torah on the Motzei Aveda. It's a very high standard. Very high standard. What we have to do, if we find some of these objects, I have to worry about, you know, opening it once a month. It's enough that I have it in my house. What do I have to do anything more? No, the halacha demands it. If it's too much tircha, fine, tircha d'achei noam. But a little tircha you have to do for your brother. You have to do for your friend. So it's a big, these mishnayos are big mussers. It's not just halacha. Big musser, the Torah's demands what they have for a fellow Jew. V'imeinu yodea likros, and let's say you don't know how to read. So what are you going to do? Get over it every month. So at least go along. At least roll it open. Avalo yilmo b'hem v'tchila. But don't start learning something new from these scrolls. Because if you start learning something new, then you'll have to leave it open for a long time. And that's not good enough either. Avalo yikra achrimo. Two people shouldn't read it at the same time either. Why? What happens when you ever have two little children that try to read a book together? Forget it. Usually ends up, oh, it's a library book. I can't believe you ripped it. Right? So that's what usually happens if two people read it together. So you can't have two people read it because they're each going to pull on the either side. Matzah, ksus, let's say you find a clothing, also, you got to shake it out once every 30 days so it doesn't get too dusty, and also you could spread it out on your couch for its own good, you can't use it for your own, you know, you have somebody fancy coming over, you're going to use this fancy blanket that you found, you can't use it for your own benefit, only for the benefit of the object. Also, silver and copper kalim, use it enough so that it's good for the items. Have a lola shotgun, but not enough that it's going to get worn out. But golden and glass kalim, right? They might break, so you can't touch them at all until Eliyahu HaNavi comes. Matza sak okup of chaldavar shindarko lito areza lo yito. If you find some type of bag, as we said, something that somebody might have lost, and it's Ambo Simmons, therefore if you touch it, it's going to get totally lost. So you can't touch it. You just got to leave it there. And also Rashi adds. That if it's a sock or a kupa that is not so mechubad for you to have in your house, also you don't have to take it. Because as we're going to learn, there are certain pturim of the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. That's what we're going to see later on, not today, but later on. So also there's a ptur. Right? Again, the Torah, in its infinite wisdom, understands both sides. You have responsibilities, but the Torah also demands that if it's beneath your kavod to take it, so then it's you're going to be potter. So you have to see exactly what those cases are. Amar Shmuel, Hamosi tefillin b'shuk, some of the demand of money on the altar. Shmuel said, if you find tefillin in the shuk, then you're allowed to sell them right away. You don't have to, keep them. Matzah Ravina, Matzah Svarim, Kori Ben Achaz Loshem Yom, 1 second. But our Mishnah says that if you find Svarim, you read them once a month. V'meinia deal likros golon, you roll them. Golon in, some of the demand of money on the altar. But it says, only you're allowed to roll them open, but you're not allowed to sell them. So do you sell them or not? Svarim versus tefillin. So Amar Abaya, tefillin, be'bar chavu, mishkach shlichi. You can always find new tefillin in the stores. Right? So therefore, you could sell it right away. Svarim lo shlichi. If somebody has a collector's item, sefer, you know, you might not be able to get in the stores. You might have to schlep around and look for it. Therefore, that's why there's a higher standard. You're not allowed to sell the sefer right away. Tana Rabbanon, a shol sefer Torah mechaveiro. So when he borrows a sefer Torah from their friend, lo yeshilen olacher. You can't lend it to someone else. Post chov akari bo. You yourself can open and read it. But you can't read it, right? Mitchila, as we said, because you'll leave it open too long. Nobody else can read with you. Also, if somebody gives you a sefer Torah to guard, then if he gave it to you, it must be that he gave you as a pikadon. He has no plans for you to use it, so just once a year. Post of a koribo in bishvilo pascho aser, but you can't open it for just your own purposes. By a new one once every 30 days, because it's more susceptible to rotting. By an old one once every 12 months. No, both of them once a year. What's the difference between the first opinion and the third opinion? We'll get to it. If you borrow a sefer Torah from your friend, you can't give it to someone else. Says the Gemara, one second, Ma'ari sefer Torah, if you'll call me Linami. What do you mean, sefer Torah, you can't give to anybody else? You can't give anything to anybody else. Somebody gives you something to borrow. Tam Rav Shimon Lakish, Kanshana Rebbe, Rebbe learned, Ein Ashoa Rashai Lahashil, Ashoa cannot rent out or lend out, Ein Asocha Rashai Lahaskir, right? You can't anything, not just a sefer Torah. So the Gemara says, sefer Torah, Tzricha Leino. The Chiddush is a sefer Torah. Ma'u detema nechale le'inish le'tevedish mitzvah b'mamone. You might think that if people are happy, that mitzvahs are done with their objects. Kamash malan, we don't say that. Ask the Ritva, why not? We usually have the principle of Nicha Leila Inish to do mitzvahs b'mamone. Right, so why don't we say that here? So says the Ritva, no, Kamash malan debaha, because there's a chash kilkul to the sefer, that's why we don't say that. We only say Nicha Lemevet Inish mitzvahs b'mamone when there's no downside to it. There's no risk to your object. But if there's a risk to your object, then we don't say that. Right, for example, says the Ritva, Kagon, in Matzah Talis, O Tfilin, Shel Chavero, Bebeis HaKnesses, Rashoy LaHanicham Shamu LaHachzir Olam Choman. So the Chash of Gazlan, Kishashol Shlomidaz Bailam. That's not a Gazlan. The Ritva says, the favorite, you could borrow somebody's talis and tfilin, because that's not like a Sefer Torah. There's no Chash of getting ruined. This is the favorite, Mishnah Berurah. Favorite Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Paskins in Simin Chaf Hei, in Hilchas Tfilin. In Mehilchas Tefillin, Nun, where is this? Shulchan Aruch says, Mutal Levarach al Tefillin She'ulin, Velo Agzulin. You can make a bracha on borrowed Tefillin, not on stolen Tefillin. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, Va'afilu B'shol Shlomi Das, Mutter, even if you didn't ask. T'nichle L'nishle M'avimitsu B'mamone. Right? As long as she kaplin barishoni, you got to fold them like he folds them. You got to focus on how their straps are wrapped up. Number one, Velo Yitzim Im Koma Arishon, you can't take them to a different shul. Right, got to leave him within where it is. Right, got to be very careful with him. That's the Mishnah Berurah. It's an interesting tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer. Tzitz Eliezer discusses this in Chelik Yud Beis Simin Zayin, where he talks about, he says, his case is Chol HaNichas HaBeis HaKnesses L'Hispalel. Right, in Shari Tzedek Hospital, he explains, there's people always walking into the shul in Shari Tzedek, and they always, a lot of times, they don't have their patients and guests, they don't have their tefillin with them, they don't want to borrow tefillin, so you're allowed to take them without permission. So he quotes Lachor Miikra Din. It should be Mutter because it's the Shulchan Aruch quotes Mutter Lito Talis Chaveru Levarich Aleha in Simin Yudal. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it by Talis. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it by Tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it by Tefillin. Even Shlomi Das. Why would you be Mechalik? So the Tzitz Eliezer goes through a couple of reasons why maybe Tefillin is different. Tefillin actually goes on your skin. Tefillin sometimes after you use it, if somebody who has a bigger head than you sometimes uses your Tefillin, the next time you put it on, it's like a little too big for your head. So Tefillin people might be a little more mock. Talis, he says, fine. But Tefillin, maybe not. And he says also in a hospital, he writes, even if you don't have a contagious disease, people in their head are emotional about, yes, he has a sickness. He's in the hospital. Right, even though, right, we have somebody who can testify here that, you know, you can't transfer diseases by wrapping straps on your arm and then putting him back by most diseases. But he says, emotionally, people might not want to give their tefillin. It goes on your arm, it's sweaty. So he says, I understand that people don't want to, you don't apply the principle by tefillin and not by talis. The Mishnah Berurah says that Meikar Adin by tefillin also. The Ritva here says, Befeir Shinar Sugya, even by tefillin. Either way, it's interesting sugya. Obviously, L'Chadchila, we should try to ask. Okay, weiter. two more minutes. Post of a kare bo pshita. What do you mean? If he lent it to you, you're allowed to open it and read it. Of course. Why else would you borrow the Sefer Torah? No, Sefer Tzricha. The Chiddush is the Sefer. Can't learn something new from it because then you keep it open too long. One second. What about the other case? Somebody gives you a Sefer Torah to guard. You could open it once a year. So what do you mean? Why? He gave it to you as a pikadon. Obviously, he doesn't want you to use it. Vesu, also, in b'shvilo pascho aser, hamid poscha v'karibah. One second. If for it you opened it as aser, but we just said, you're allowed to open it for it. So, achikamar, no. Im kishu gololo poscha v'karibah mater. If as you're rolling it, which is you're supposed to do anyway, for the good of the safer, you look inside, that's fine. Then b'shvilo pascho aser. But if you only opened it for your own good, then it's aser. The difference between new and old, or Belazar and Yaakov, or Echazav, Echazesh, Nehemas, Echodesh, both of them 12 months, Belazar and Yaakov, Hainu Tanakama. As we said, the first and third opinion are the same. There's no difference between new and old. Ella, Emer, Belazar and Yaakov, Omer, Echazav, Echazesh, Shloshim Yom. That's the difference. Both a year, both a month, or a chilik between a month and a year. One little more piece. Nobody else can read with him. No, we have another writer that says you can't learn something twice or translate it. You can't open it more than three columns at a time. Three people can't read it together. Two people can. Are they reading two different places? If they're reading two different places, then you're not worried about pulling it to each other. But if they're reading it in one place, that's when it is a problem. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here, Beth Hashem, and we will continue, Beth Hashem, to tomorrow. Okay?